Psalm 59, Preface. For various reasons, God did not suffer the Jews to be exterminated, but rather scattered them among all nations. One object of God was that they should be a living and perpetual monument of Christ's suffering and death, as David here says, "Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power." Whenever you meet a Jew, remember that the Jews crucified the Lord of glory, and consider what bitter sufferings and what a shameful death the Son of God endured for the redemption of our soul. Another object of God was that the Jews should be a warning example to us Christians, reminding us, if we obey not the gospel of Christ, God will punish us likewise, yea, more severely, because greater light is given to us. By the judgment which fell on them, we should be made wise to walk in the fear of God, and not to despise or persecute His word. If God spared not the natural branches, His own people, whom He had chosen for His inheritance, much less will He spare us of the Gentiles, if we prove ungrateful. Day by day, let us give thanks unto Christ for His holy and innocent suffering and death. Daily, let us examine our lives and walk in penitence, lest being steeped in sin, we share the fate of the Jews. Of this we are earnestly reminded in the 59th Psalm. Prayer Against the Persecutors. To the chief musician, Al-Tashith Miktam of David, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God, defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, does hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them, that they may not be. And let them know that God rules in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening, let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Summary. David composed this psalm with reference to the house of Saul, which lost the kingdom, and though eagerly seeking it, did not obtain it again. But this psalm is very properly regarded as a prophecy of Christ, of whom David was a figure. He foretells the wickedness of the Jews, and that they would not be extirpated, but scattered among all nations, and all their teaching would be cursing and lying. So they do at this day, for all their teaching is to deny and to curse Christ. Therefore at evening they go round about the city like starving dogs and find nothing. That is, since the time of the apostles in the evening of the world, they are scattered among the Gentiles, wandering from land to land, and eagerly seeking a kingdom of their own, but in vain. They must remain hungry dogs, wandering Jews, because they receive not the true Messiah. When he knocks, let us open. Prayer. Help us, Lord our God, to profit by the dire punishment which came upon the Jews, that we may strive to hate and forsake all manner of evil, and may be found in an order of good works. Grant us daily to live in penitence, that we may escape the deserved punishment, and may inherit the blessing of Abraham, promised to the Gentiles, through Jesus Christ. Amen.